Time is 8:07. Currently mostly cloudy skies in downtown Wausau at our Bow Falls studios on the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Temperature stands at 48 degrees. It is the Friday edition of the Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa, just search WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And also, again, don't forget, you can join us by going to our Facebook page and our X page, facebook.com, x.com. Go to the Bow Falls Radio page, and then you can click and go to our video stream and see Ian and myself, and then also be able to make comments and be able to join in the program. Also, if you have thoughts that you would like to share with us, you can give us a call at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. Also today, you're going to need that number for another big reason, which I'll get into here in just a moment. But before we do go any further, on today's show, coming up at 8:20, we'll be talking to our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. She'll let us know what to expect weather-wise. It does look like it could be some wetness and some thunderstorms and just general spring-like weather as we get into later today and into tonight. But a lot of sunshine then following. So again, we have seen all sorts of spring weather recently, and it looks like that's going to be the same for the next 24 hours or so. So we'll get all the details with Brittany Merlot coming up at 8:20. Then at 8:35, we're going to be joined by the host of the Wausau Business Show, Ryan and Paul. They've been on the air now for just over a month. They are on the air at 8 a.m. every Saturday morning right here on Bow Falls Radio. They've had a terrific lineup of guests so far. They have a big bus trip that's being lined up for later this month. So plenty to talk about with Ryan and Paul of the Wausau Business Show coming up at 8:35 this morning. And then in the second hour of the show, we will be joined by Paul Miklik to talk Wisconsin sports starting at 9:20. So again, lots in terms of what's on the plate for this Friday morning here on our final edition of the Work Week, Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio. And that is not everything that we're doing here today. Of course, at the end of the show, we're going to see whether or not Ian Welsh can get over the hump this week in terms of the 33% threshold that I always set for the number of the week quiz. But in addition to that, at the end of the show, during the course of the next 2 hours, once this hour and once next hour, as we've been doing on Fridays for the last, 4 weeks or so, and we will continue to do on Fridays right through the end of May, is give you an opportunity to win a prize package to the Chula Vista Resort in the Wisconsin Dells. In fact, it's really a terrific package. It's a one-night stay in a two-bedroom condo at the Chula Vista Resort. Also, today, I've been giving away certificates for water park passes for four. Mm-hmm. We are taking it up a notch today. Ooh. In fact, this stay is actually taking it up a notch.
Okay.
We are taking it up a notch compared to what we've done so far. This is a better suite, a condo suite.
Oh.
And also, instead of Chula Vista water park passes for four, like we've done the last couple of weeks,
right,
we are giving away today Chula Vista Resort water park passes for six.
Holy Toledo, that's a
great
deal.
So one night stay in a two-bedroom condo, Chula Vista Resort water park passes for six, and a dining voucher, $25 dining voucher, for Kaminsky's Chop House, Kilbourne City Grill, or the Tavern Restaurant at the Chula Vista Resort. So,
awesome.
Again, we are taking it up a notch today. again.
It's Friday. Why not?
Well, I mean, we're taking even further than the Fridays before. I mean, because they sent me some more to, you know, continue this giveaway. Mm-hmm. And I looked at it and thought, this looks a little different. And it says one night stay in a two-bedroom condo. That's not what we gave away previously.
Oh.
And that's actually a step up. And then it says Chula Vista Resort Water Park passes for six. You can take the whole, you know, take the family, take some friends, have a great overnight stay, plus that $25 gift voucher. So,
I wish I was able to apply for this.
Well, you aren't. You're ineligible.
But unfortunately, I work here, so yep. You know, that wouldn't be fair.
And anyone that's won in the last 6 months on Bow Falls Radio or Civic Media is ineligible to win. But again, we will be doing this twice: once later this hour, and then once next hour. So make sure you have the phone number, because when it's time, Ian will let us know what number caller will be our winner, and you'll have to call us up here at the studio at 715-382-9297. Again, that's 715-382-9297. Make sure you have that number close by, and make sure you're listening the entirety of the show, because twice you'll be at that, you'll have that opportunity to win here today. And again, use that number to be part of the show. You can either call us or text us. And by the way, If you recall, I think it was a couple of months ago, there was a text-to-win contest with Civic Media.
Mm-hmm.
That is coming back very, very soon. So it's going to be, again, a text-to-win contest. I got a few of the details from my boss, and the prizes are even better this time around.
Ooh.
And the grand prize is especially really cool. So not going to go into it yet, because they said, no, can't quite tell us all the details quite yet. But I think within the next couple of weeks, we're going to be starting another text-to-win contest with the entirety of Civic Media. And to be ready for it, it's going to be done strictly through the Civic Media app. And again, we've talked about the Civic Media app. It is really a cool device. It's free. The free Civic Media app. You just go to your App Store. You go to your Google Play. You search Civic Media, and then you download it. And if you download the app, you'll see Civic Media. Then you open it up, and you'll see every station on the Civic Media radio network. Mm-hmm. And for our Text to Win contest, and the last time we had a Text to Win contest, we did not have any that fell within the purview of this show. They would be one time during Pat's show, and then one time during Jane's show, and then during Todd's show, but it was not during this show. I've been told that it will be during this show as well. So when you do have the Civic Media app, you open it up, and then you click on Bow Falls Radio, and on the app, it'll be a button that says call, and if you hit that button, it'll call up, and you'll talk to Ian, be able to get on the air, and there's also a text button, and that will automatically text us, and you'll be part of that contest. So again, don't wait till the last minute.
No.
If you have an opportunity today and you have not already downloaded the Civic Media app, do so, because you're going to have a chance to win with our next Text to Win contest coming soon. And also, again, we want you to be able to join the show. And I'm talking about this all the time because I know you're shy out there. We want you to be able to feel comfortable letting us know what you think, because we're friendly enough, Ian and myself.
Participation is encouraged.
There you go. So again, if you have ideas on things that we should be talking about that we're not, send us a text or give us a call. Again, at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. But again, have that number close by today for your opportunity to win that terrific Chula Vista Resort prize package. Again, it is a two-bedroom condo. Two-bedroom condo.
Think of
how many people you can fit in to a two-bedroom condo. Plus the water park passes for six, and the $25 dining voucher again from one of the restaurants at the Chula Vista Resort. I mean, we are taking it up a notch today. So those phones better be ringing off the hook when we do have this contest later this hour, and also in the next hour as well.
Don't be shy. I will pick up the phone as soon as you call.
And we all know that you want to talk to Ian. Come on. So that's going to be one of the perks of just calling in to try to win
nice
that.
Nice guy. Trust
there
me.
There you
I
go.
Am.
But I have been talking to him. Let's formally introduce. It's sort of, I like to do this, like, for people my age, they remember when David Letterman was doing the late night show back in the 1980s before he went to CBS. He was on NBC, did the late night show. He'd come out, do like three or four jokes, and then he would have to walk from the stage over to his desk. And when he did that, he would say, to give himself time, he would say, "All right, everybody, say hello to our good friend, Paul Schaefer. And then Paul would, you know, say a couple of words as Dave walked over to the desk. So I have sort of taken that every morning to say, okay, it's time to say hello to our good friend, our engineer, our producer on the other side of the glass, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad. A TGIF.
Yep. I don't have to walk from anywhere because I'm still in the same seat as I was before I said that, but I still like to have a little letterman in me. Last night was the first night off, Buck. How did that go?
Well, honestly, it
was... Did you have to say line?
I personally, I did not
say
line.
You are ahead of the curve.
I was making sure that... Okay, I know what the next line is, but I'm not going to say it because they have to figure this out. So I did not say line. A few other cast members did.
Oh, and that's natural. I mean,
that's natural. It's
not a terrible thing.
I mean, trying to help.
Exactly. So, I mean, the first night you're going to have that. That's why you have a stage manager. That's why they are sitting there with the script in the front row saying, okay, I got the script. We're going to, because, you know, the first night that's going to happen. Yeah, not everybody's like you or not everybody's like me when I'm on my game.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, some people have to say line. And I always hated when I had to say line. So I didn't want to say line. Yeah. I was always ready to go. For whatever reason, I was able to pick up lines, memorize lines pretty easily.
Yeah.
And I never understood why that was, and I had a hard time trying to get through Spanish class when I was in school. And I figured it out. It's when I care about something, I can remember it. When I don't care about something, I just can't do it. And I just did not care about Spanish. So I cared about the play, try to, you know, make sure I had my line. So I cared about it, so I was able to remember it very easily. But when I didn't care about it, it was just not good. So, no way, good. So sounds like you're off to a good start. Generally, the rehearsal went pretty well.
Absolutely. It's coming along very nicely. The first few nights off Booker was a challenge because you have to get into that rhythm of knowing your cue line and what line comes before your next line. So next week will be about kind of, getting that in and getting that repetition. And it'll get better as the days go on.
Definitely. 3 weeks from tonight is your opening night.
Yes, it is. So, yes, it
is. All right, coming up, we will talk the weather with Brittany. And again, don't forget, great chance to win a upgraded package to the Chula Vista Resort coming up as well. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Friday edition of the Chad Holmes Show. The time is almost 8:19. Good morning for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, and also, again, our video stream at facebook.com and x.com on the Bull Falls Radio page. It is 8:21, a very pleasant start here on this Friday morning. Mostly cloudy skies. I do see some little bits of blue as I look off to my right, looking out the big window here at our downtown studios. Temperature, a very moderate 48 degrees as we get set for the weekend. But as we've been talking about, we have been seeing all sorts of weather recently. We've been seeing all the shades of spring, whether it's been rain, whether it's been beautiful weather, whether it's been a little bit chilly, and it looks like we're going to continue to get some shades of spring. What can we expect for this Mother's Day weekend? Well, I'm glad you asked, because we have the person with all the answers from from her home studio, our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. And Brittany, good morning.
Good morning, Chad. I love the shades of spring. Shades. It's a good way to put it.
Hey, I've been looking at my dictionotomy to figure things
out. I might have
out.
To steal this one from you. Shades of spring. There's it's got shades. A nice light touch.
Well,
to
actually, yesterday is when I really thought about it because I went to lunch and it was raining. It was cold. So I was at I had a game later in the day and I said, it's so cold out here. I need a thicker jacket. So I went home and I got a thicker jacket. So then later in the afternoon, I head off to Marathon and I get there and it's like 10 degrees warmer and all of a sudden the sun's starting to peek out. I get on the air and I say, boy, it's a beautiful afternoon. I take a break, and then all of a sudden, this big, dark cloud, within 2 minutes, comes over, and it starts to rain slightly. I mean, it was just changing. Every time I turned around, we'd have moments in the game where, again, it's a little bit of sunshine. Then all of a sudden, later on, a couple of drizzles came down again. And even looking towards today, and again, because I've said it to you before, I'll say it again, it's all about me, because my name is on the show. Later tonight, in fact, it's a little bit of a later start. It's a 6:30 game tonight over at Wausau West. And I'm looking at the forecast, and it's looking not so good as we get later into the day. Today, right now, it looks great. But again, it looks like spring is going to be all over the place here on this Friday, isn't it?
It sure is. And the timing of that game is terrible. I wish it was earlier.
I know.
Couldn't be worse, honestly, because we are having a system push right through the area from about 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. We're going to likely see those showers, maybe some rumbles of thunder, maybe some tiny, tiny hail into some places, but the system's going to push through really quickly. It'll only be raining for 1 or 2 hours, and we'll actually start to clear out behind that pretty quickly. So if you're not doing anything overnight, I know this is random and weird, but if you wake up early, if you stay up late, if you see the clear skies or breaks in the clouds out there overnight, look at the sky for a long time because there's going to be auroras dancing in the sky, northern lights.
Oh, really?
You're going to see a very rare storm, a G4 magnetic storm. That is pretty powerful. It's going to bring KP indexes of 8, which means here for us, we should be able to see it with our naked eye. We'll be able to capture it with our cell phones. It's going to be looking pretty nice out there if you can get to a dark area away from city lights. But I will say, last time we had a KP index of 8, I was in Appleton with the city lights, and I was still able to see them. So that's what we're in for this weekend. I'm excited.
Well, the thing about it is, and when we've talked to you, you really do get excited for these different events. And that is so cool because, again, it is, in a sense, kind of a miracle, isn't it? When yes. You do look up there and see that and other, you know, events that we have gone through, whether it's an eclipse or anything else, it really is, when you think about it, miraculous, isn't it?
It is. It's beautiful. It's mesmerizing. It makes you kind of feel small, actually, but in a good, refreshing way of how beautiful and big everything is out there.
Generally for this Mother's Day weekend, tomorrow, man, it looks fantastic. And then Sunday, maybe good, but maybe not so good. Is that the way you're seeing it?
Sunday's going to have a little bit of everything, good and bad.
Are we going to get some shades of spring again?
Shades of spring on shades? Sunday. So, yeah, here's what. We have shades of spring today. We need the shades, as in sunglasses, tomorrow. And then shades of spring return on Mother's Day. So keep in mind, don't forget mom. Take her out for a picnic. Do something beautiful on the morning because we're going to be beautiful with sunny skies on Sunday. Temperatures warm. We're going to climb to the upper 70s. In fact, just down south a little ways, they're going to climb to 80 degrees. So a very beautiful, warm Sunday. But the price to pay is the system pushing in by the afternoon. So around 1 or 2 o'clock, some showers, thunderstorms firing up and continuing through the evening hours. So not the best evening for moms, but gorgeous morning.
Fantastic. And yeah, tomorrow looks like, I mean, if you want to get out and, you know, take that hike or play a round of golf or play a little tennis, do whatever you want to do. Tomorrow looks like the perfect day, right?
Absolutely. Get outside and enjoy it. It'll be a little bit breezy. Winds at about 20 to 25 miles per hour, but who cares? Good luck, golfers. I'm just kidding.
Hey, like a good challenge. What are the details for the weekend, Brittany?
Yes, yes. So today, high temperatures hitting 64 degrees, sun to start, clouds building in, and showers and thunderstorms striking by 5 to about 7 p.m. this evening. That'll clear on out of here. Check the northern lights overnight tonight and tomorrow night, or go outside and do some hiking tomorrow. Highs in the mid-60s, mostly sunny, and a few clouds building in a little later in the afternoon, but not many, not to worry about it. Gorgeous start for Mother's Day. Highs capping the upper 70s, nice and warm, but showers and storms for the evening. And then Monday and Tuesday were actually pretty dry, so a nice start to next week, too.
Fantastic. Well, I know you're going to get out there and enjoy it. Have a 100%. Wonderful, have a wonderful weekend, and we'll catch you on Monday.
Sounds good. Have a good one, everyone.
Bye, Brittany. Have a good weekend.
You too.
That's our Brittany Merlot. Right now in downtown Wausau, here at our studios on the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street, partly cloudy skies. In fact, the sun is poked out. Temperature stands at 48 degrees. Right now, the winds are calm. Brittany talked about some wind tomorrow, but right now, very calm conditions out there. Just a beautiful start here this morning. The dew point is 39, relative humidity of 71%, the barometer at 29.91 inches, and a visibility of 10 miles. Hey, coming up again, make sure you're close by that phone. You don't know when it's going to happen. It could happen very, very soon. Hint, hint. Your chance to win a package to the Chula Vista Resort. Again, a two-bedroom condo for an overnight stay. Water park passes for six. A $25 gift voucher coming up very soon. Once this hour, once next hour. Also coming up after we take a quick timeout for an information update. News, weather, sports all coming up. We'll be back after that talking about the Wausau Business Show. It's coming up again tomorrow morning from 8 until 9 a.m. We'll be joined by our hosts, Ryan and Paul, talk about how the first month has gone and what to expect tomorrow. That's coming up as well. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Friday edition of the Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Welcome back, Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXEO and on the Civic Media app. And again, you can also join us by going to our Facebook page, Bow Falls Radio, or our X page as well, and you can get a video stream. And you can also comment and join the show that way. But also, you can join the show by either calling us or texting us at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. And also, make sure you know that number right now, because it is time. As I said earlier, today, not once but twice, we are going to give you an opportunity to win a terrific prize package from the Chula Vista Resort in the Wisconsin Dells. An overnight stay in a two-bedroom condo includes Chula Vista Resort water park passes for six and a dining voucher for Kaminsky's Chop House, Kilbourne City Grill, or the Tavern Restaurant for $25. And right now, we are going to have our first winner of today. And Ian Welsh, what number caller are we going to take for a winner?
I think we should do a caller number five.
Caller number five. 715-382-9297, 715-382-9297. Caller number five will get hooked up with that terrific prize package courtesy of the Chula Vista Resort in the Wisconsin Dells and Bow Falls Radio. But as Ian takes care of business over on the other side of the glass, we are going to welcome in our guests. Guys that you'll hear 24 hours from now on Saturday morning from 8 until 9 a.m. here on Bow Falls Radio, Ryan and Paul, hosts of the Wausau Business Show. Gentlemen, welcome back to the program.
Good morning.
Just give me a second here. I'm trying to be calling number four.
No,
what number do I need to be?
No. I can't have any of that. But number one, guys, it's been just over a month since you've been on the air.
Right.
And I got to tell you, I've been hearing great things about the show. The guests you've been lining up. But for folks who have not tuned in so far, who are some of the guests that you brought on in the first month of the show? Really a great lineup of guests so far.
Paul, you'll need to help me with this. We started with Miss America.
Miss America was a great start.
That was great. Yeah, launched with her. And we had number one local celebrity.
Brad Emanuel.
Brad Emanuel. Yeah. Thank you. We went on the stage with Shaun Wright. And did that. That was great.
And we had David Anthony Hummer on.
Oh, that was one of the most artists. Yeah, world renowned. His art sells for north of six figures.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. And tomorrow we have on the guy that, and we can give this away to your listeners, Chad, only.
Exclusive.
This is an exclusive. Tomorrow we have on the legendary marketing, branding, and public relations and advertising professional, legendary, world-renowned, international marketer. His name is Gerald Mortensen. G. Morty and the Makers. And you went to high school with Jared,
I did.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. He was 1 year behind me. He actually graduated with my sister at DC Everest. I graduated from Everest in 89. Jerry did it in 90.
Did he go by Jerry back then?
That's what he was known as.
Oh, he's a Mr. Professional now with Gerald.
Maybe we bring back Jerry.
No. He, really a good guy.
Yeah, great
he
guy.
He was a terrific football player for Everest back
then. What position?
He was a running back.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So, yeah, he was an outstanding performer, and he's been, obviously he's been in the marketing realm for years. I've noticed that as well. So that is terrific. And, again, the thing about the guests that I've noticed for you guys so far is you don't have like in one particular area. You've got guys that are within the entertainment realm, like Brad Emanuel last week, and you got the business realm, and you just got the general, I would say, community realm as well. With some of your guests. I mean, it really is a wide range and a very interesting range of guests, and I imagine that's part of the plan, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we talked to Brad about his business career, and he's a full-time musician, and he revealed that he does very well financially doing that, makes over six figures.
Ah.
I mean, that was a surprise to me, but he does it full-time, and he's booked a year and a half out. And so, we talked to him about the business of that. But a week from tomorrow, we're talking with UWSP Chancellor Gibson, Thomas Gibson. So we're going to be talking about the business of the university, and it's, graduation time, so that'll be fun. But we've been focused on Monk Gardens a lot lately.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. What's your take on Monk Gardens, Ian? Oh, he's taking caller five.
Yeah, I think someone's winning as we speak.
Chad, what's your take on it?
It's an unforced error is the way I would I like to use it in a sports metaphor, where sometimes there's forced errors and sometimes there's unforced errors. Yeah. And I just don't understand the idea of, number one, the change, and number two, the way they've gone about it. I mean, if you're going to make a change, you got to kind of lay the groundwork. You got to kind of deal with the stakeholders.
And
the thing that I have found in terms of talking to people is that the people that are most important to the Monk Gardens, the people, the true patrons, are not happy with this.
Clearly.
And that is, I mean, it's one thing to just have a general unhappiness, but the people that you really count on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it's just, again, I thought it was an unforced there. I don't understand the idea of why the need. Why the need to change the name? And I understand maybe you want to have WASA somewhere, but you don't take the name Monk out of it. I mean, it just, again,
dishonors.
Unforced there.
Yeah.
What are you guys hearing? What are you guys thinking about?
Well, Paul gave a great speech to WASA last week.
Thousands of people in attendance, if you heard.
And we stand with WASA.
Yeah.
We like to say the WASA Business Show stands with WASA, and we want them to change it back. It's that simple.
And everyone we've talked to has agreed with that. It's been pretty, almost unanimous in people we've talked to.
And even this week, what we've heard is they're coming around, but they're just kind of trying not to do it and just say we're going back.
Yeah, they're kind of pussyfooting around a little bit.
It's we're gonna have it part of the market. I mean, stop with the words, the verbiage.
It's pretty simple.
You just go back, and if you want to put of WASA at the end of it, fine.
Right.
But you leave Monk right at the top of the name. Yeah. I mean, it's like, exactly. Stop pussyfooting around with it. And it's almost like they're trying to find the exit.
Right.
But the best way is like ripping off the band-aid.
Right.
Rip it off.
Do it.
Move forward.
This weekend, we're having a celebration of Robert W. Monk at the Gardens. Come back. We're having a renaming ceremony, and it'll be free admission, and you'll never have more people there ever.
And even the other night, I think it was Wednesday, when there was a report, and one of the members of the leadership saying, well, and they were asked, well, have you talked to the family yet? No, not yet. Well, get on the phone and make that call. fall. Yeah. I mean,
it's been what, two weeks nearly?
Apparently, there's, I don't know, you know, disagreements or whatever, but there's really, whatever the excuse is, if it's familial problems or politics or whatever, there's just, you know, just name it back. Go back.
And you guys have been involved in marketing.
Yeah,
and,
right.
I mean, there's so many basics that are just being ignored right now that is just, it's pretty amazing, isn't it?
The longer that they remain mute on this, then the longer they kick it down the road, the can down the road, the worse it gets, the more pent up it gets. So hopefully they'll change it back and they can come on the Chad Holmes show anytime and talk
exactly.
about it. Right.
And on a more positive note, I think it was just last week that you were on Channel 9?
We were,
talking about a week ago today.
The lobster bus. Yep.
You talk about marketing that works. That's what's working because you've been talking about it and now it's getting noticed and it builds and builds in a positive way. But where do you stand? I guess for folks that may not have all the information, since the start of this show, you've been talking a lot about bringing Red Lobster to Wausau.
Yeah, we want to give Wausau what Wausau wants.
And apparently it wants Red Lobster.
Yeah, and this goes back. It dates back a few years if you just moved to the area, but it dates back to Jim Tipple, former mayor Jim Tipple, in 2012 commissioned a survey, and he surveyed 1,200
Wausaunians. I'd rather have an A&W or Chips Hamburgers. Well, we can
bring A&W back. A bus to Chips. The Chips bus up the Merrill.
Shorter ride.
I don't know. Not the Merrill one. They have a different menu for some reason. Oh. When I do games... And in the Valley, they have one in Marshfield, one in Rapids.
I didn't know that.
And I just love going there before a game.
I didn't know
and
that.
And I wish we had one here in Wausau. That's me. I'm not a seafood guy. But I do. You're right, though. There's a lot of people that want that Red Lobster.
Yeah. Overwhelmingly, they said, which national, they surveyed them, which national chain do you want? And overwhelmingly, Red Lobster came in number one. And it's been kind of a community inside joke for Wausaunians. But we're serious. We were actually on the phone with somebody yesterday talking to him about how Culver's came. And Tony Roma's back in the day, and what Ed Kresge did, who was the founder of Wausau Tile, to bring national change to town. And he's the guy that started the Honor Flight. And he was a good friend of Ed Kresge's, and he gave us some insights. And he's going to join us on the show next week to talk about what Ed Kresge did to get some of these national chains
like
to pay attention
to Wausau. The strategies, the tactics, and so on, how to actually make it happen.
And, you know, you just gave away, was it caller number five, Chad?
Yep.
We actually have a generous donor donated two tickets to the Lobster Bus, and they're the last two tickets available this Thursday night if you're available to go to Green Bay with us on the Lobster Bus.
5 p.m. sharp. Don't be late.
100% of the proceeds go to the Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin. We'll take caller number 9 right now to 715-9-WAUSAW.
It's such an easy number.
Easy number.
I think you guys nailed it right there. I've heard that. It's like 715.
How did we get that?
How easy is that? My number is so hard, and your number is so easy.
I
like that a lot. So you're only 6 days away from the big trip.
You've
sold out the bus?
You've sold out the bus. We got the last two tickets left, 715-9-WAUSAW. You just leave an answering machine message because we're not taking live calls. but if you want to call our answering machine, 715-9-WAUSAW, you have to be available Thursday from about 5 to 9:30. And we're going over to Red Lobster, and you'll get Surf and Turf, T-shirt, a little drink from the milk merchant, some beers and some cheese and things like that, and it should be a lot of fun.
And the shadows of Lambeau Field.
We wish you could make it. We actually came bearing a gift today.
I know, because you know what I'm doing on Thursday.
Yeah,
I'm going to be hauling my equipment around.
Busiest guy in Wausau Radio.
I'm getting so old, and hauling this stuff around, my back is starting to creak a little bit, and you guys generously have brought me
a dolly
to haul my equipment in an easier way, and I appreciate
that.
I tell you that.
Our pleasure.
That is very, very cool.
Our pleasure.
But I tell you, that is going to be very exciting next Thursday.
Yeah.
In the last month since you started really talking about this on the show, do you sense momentum that there is going to be the ultimate victory for you guys in bringing a Red Lobster to Wausau?
Well, we're getting closer, and our goal here is to get corporate's attention, like we said on Channel 9 last week, and just get them talking to us. Pay attention. Yes, we realize that you're potentially filing for bankruptcy soon.
Which can be a bit of a fork in the road.
A little bit. But Wausau will save you, Red Lobster.
Yeah, right.
So
you talk about changing the bottom line. There you go. Take those losses and turn them into profits so very easily.
Yeah, I can't wait to ask the manager in Green Bay of the Red Lobster on when are we going? Thursday?
Thursday.
going to ask him, have you ever had lines out the door at this Red Lobster because you wouldn't Wausau?
Yeah. Isn't that interesting, though, when you hear something like that, that there's a bankruptcy for you know, you think it's successful.
Right.
You think, how would this happen? You guys have been in business, and you obviously focus on it. What is the key? When you look at business,
not giving away shrimp apparently.
But I mean, but isn't it weird that some things that you would think of would just be rolling in the cash are having troubles? I mean,
650 locations, and so they want to shut a number of them down. Great, shut down the ones that aren't successful, and focus on the ones that will be successful, including the one in Wausau.
Yeah, coming soon.
There you go. So again. 715-9-WAUSAU.
That's right.
The last two seats on the Lobster bus heading to Green Bay next Thursday.
Now, caller number 9.
So, and again, leave your information on the machine, right?
That's right.
Sometimes people have been calling. Leave the information on the machine guys can get back to
you. Yeah, we have to be able to get back to you. So, good point.
And again, for tomorrow, obviously back at it tomorrow, 8 till 9 a.m. right here on Bull Falls Radio, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, Alexa by searching WXCO, Civic Media app, and then, of course, you can get the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. So what's on the itinerary for tomorrow?
We have some breaking news.
You always have breaking news.
We try every week.
Breaking news tomorrow. We are anticipating some breaking news. And then we have Gerald Mortensen and a lot of other fun stuff. A
couple of announcements to make around town.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Should be fun.
Oh, and it's been a terrific show. Again, really being great feedback from folks. And it's only been, a month, but it's really been a terrific addition to our program schedule. And what you guys have been doing has been fantastic.
Well, we're very proud to be on the Civic Media team here at Bull Falls. And Ian, are you happy over there?
I'm pretty happy over here at the show.
Do you listen to the show, Ian? Do you like the show?
I haven't listened to the show. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You can catch up, though.
Yeah, catch
that's
up
a cool thing. Yep, that's a cool thing on those podcasts.
Right.
Ryan and Paul, hey, guys, again, thanks for the dolly.
Can we come to one of your games and like hang out maybe for a little bit sometime?
Well, some of the, you know, these booths, they're tight, but if you want to get that close to me, feel free. But guys, again, have a great time on Thursday, and again, everyone tune in tomorrow morning 8 till 9, and we'll get you back on real soon.
We wish you and Ian could come. Well, maybe next time.
Thanks, Chad.
Thanks. We're going to come right back. The time is 8:49. Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 12:30. Friday night, it's a battle of crosstown rivals as the Wausau West softball team plays host to Wausau East. Hear all the exciting action live on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:20 and the first pitch at 6:30. Wausau West softball on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230 is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurant, Sun Printing, Graphic Packaging International, the Wausau West Athletic Department, Menke Automotive, Shine Chiropractic, and Picks and Pieces. It's Wausau West hosting Wausau East in Wisconsin Valley Conference softball. Friday, starting with the pregame show at 6:20 and the first pitch at 6:30. On Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:52. Again, it is a Friday morning. The sun is shining. In fact, the clouds have gone away, at least temporarily. There's a lot of blue skies as I look out onto Washington Street. We're at the corner of Washington and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. And again, it looks like it'll be a great start to the day, unfortunately, as we talked about with Brittany Merlot earlier. We're expecting a little rain as we get late into the afternoon and early evening. Hopefully it won't be anything that causes a postponement, because we've already had one postponement when Wausau West has played Wausau East in softball. This is a rescheduled game, and it's supposed to be some Friday night lights under the lights tonight over at West. Warriors and the Lumberjacks in softball. We'll have live coverage starting with the pregame show at 6:20 and the first pitch at 6:30. Wausau West and Wausau East right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Also, thanks to the guys, Ryan and Paul from the Wausau Business Show. Again, make sure you tune in tomorrow from 8 until 9 a.m. every Saturday morning. Really a great show. Really interesting guests, interesting talk with Ryan and Paul. And again, if you want to be part of that lobster bus heading over to Green Bay, last couple of chances to be part of the bus on Thursday night. Give them a call at 715-9-WASAW. That's 715-9-WASAW to get part of that bus and get yourself a free surf and turf and some other great items with the guys next Thursday night. Coming up in the next hour, we'll be talking Wisconsin sports with Paul Miklik. He'll be joining us at 9:20. Haven't had him on in a couple weeks. Plenty to talk about with Paul Miklik. And also, we need one more caller in order to win that Chula Vista package. Again, it is a terrific package to the Chula Vista Resorts in the Wisconsin Dells. A chance for a one-night stay in a two-bedroom condo. Includes Chula Vista Resort Water Park passes for six and a $25 dining voucher for Kaminsky's Chop House, Kilbourne City Grill, or the Tavern Restaurant. The call stopped one short. So right now, give us a call, 715-382-9297. 715-382-9297 in order to win a really, really cool prize. Again, it's a beautiful resort down in the Wisconsin Dells, the Chula Vista. One night stay in a two-bedroom condo, water park passes for six, and that $25 dining voucher for Kaminsky's Chop House, Kilbourne City Grill, or the Tavern Restaurant. So call right now if you want to get hooked up with that right now, 715-382-9297. 715-382-9297 to win here with Bow Falls Radio, Civic Media, and also the Chula Vista Resort. So Ian will take care of the calls, and we'll get that winner. And again, make sure you keep tuned in, because we'll give you another opportunity to win coming up in the next hour. And coming up this weekend, again, if you haven't tuned in to our weekend programming, really good stuff. We have new programming on Civic Media on the weekends. And, of course, some of the more popular shows we have during the course of the weekend, Rational Revolution and others. Tomorrow, though, we got more baseball. I mentioned we have softball tonight. I'm going to be taking a bit of a road trip tomorrow, heading over to River Falls with the Wausau West baseball team. The Wausau West baseball team participating in a triangular over in River Falls at this beautiful ball diamond. So I'm looking forward to it. Really nice ball diamond in River Falls. Got a full press box, and sometimes, most of the time, in fact, during the spring sports season, I'm outdoors, and when it rains, I get wet. And looking forward to tomorrow. Should be a beautiful day. Wausau West taking on Toma. We'll be on the air at 12:05 for that one, and then following that, the Warriors will take on the host school, River Falls, at 2:30. So tomorrow, a couple of Wausau West baseball broadcasts. And again, we talk about this all the time, that we are so very proud to be the only Wausau radio station that brings you live play-by-play, because again, the Federal Communications Commission gives radio stations the frequencies that they broadcast on. In this case, 1230 AM, 98.9 FM here on Bow Falls Radio. Part of the deal is that you have to be serving the public interest. That means covering local news, covering local events, covering just local activities. And one of the things that is part of that is covering local sports, giving folks an opportunity to hear about what the student athletes are doing. And we do take that seriously. maybe the guys down the street don't take it seriously because they stopped doing it a couple of years ago. Well, that's not a good thing. So, again, we are very, very happy and very proud to, again, be the only Wausau radio station that does bring you high school play-by-play. Again, tonight, Wausau West against Wausau East in high school softball at 6:20. And tomorrow, Wausau West over in River Falls, first up against Toma at 12:05, and then against River Falls at 2:30. The Warriors, the Newman Catholic Cardinals, and also the Marathon Red Raiders, all right here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 12:30. Coming up, an information update. We'll get the latest news, weather, and sports. And then coming back, we'll have one more hour here in this work week. Again, during the next hour, Paul Miklag. And don't forget, at the end of the hour, our daily history lesson. We're going to give Ian Welsh another chance to win the number of the day contest. He is 1-for-4 so far this week. You get 3 choices. So just based on the numbers, you should be 33% every week. Ian has been a little short of that too often. So we're going to try to make sure that he is gets his second of the week. He's 1-for-4, has a chance to be either 2-for-5 or 1-for-5. So we'll figure that out.
I'll do my best.
And we do have a winner, right?
Yes, we do.
We're going to tell you about the winner when we come back after our information update. The time is 8:58. Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30.